Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before you know it, and Jen Horn, our favorite human being ever, will be on the way as well. As with any conversation we like to have on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio Program, we want you to be a part of it. Don't forget, you can give us a call at 855-999-DOUG. That's the Doug line. It's 855-999-3684. Or you can chime in on social media, Facebook.
Wednesday, when I came back from L.A., the traffic getting to the airport wasn't bad because it was earlier in the day, but getting on the plane and wandering around, the airport was very busy, and so were the flights, it would seem. And so somebody came up with a theory that the airlines were not running as many flights as they normally do.
I've heard that. Is that right?
Well, there normally are 4 to 5 American flights a day in each direction from Boston to Los Angeles. That day there were 3. And this is not really, we're not at the end of the month.
They're packing them up because they're cutting down on their routes.
Yeah. Well, that probably won't last long for American because they had the deal. One of the things they did with JetBlue was to meter the number of trips on various routes so that they weren't competing so much. And the government said this week that JetBlue and American had to dissolve their partnership because it was leading to a monopoly in the Northeast, from Boston to New York to Philadelphia down to Washington. There basically are only 2 airlines that were, they pushed everybody else out. Delta, which always had kind of been the king of the Northeast, in a matter of speaking, no longer really is. And they're a far better airline than either American or JetBlue. So it'd be interesting to see how the numbers total up, because I know by the time we'll be on the air live on Monday, I don't think you're going to be here on Monday, but I know, Jay, are you here Monday?
No,
I'm taking the day off. Okay, well, that's okay. The bottom line is that we have that hero Pete Buttigieg.
Maybe the worst transportation secretary in history.
Could be. I would agree with you on that. There are a lot of the worst in here. He kind of is on par with that Putz, who was the Secretary of Agriculture during the Trump administration. I forget his name. What was that?
Sonny Perdue, right?
Perdue. That's right, yeah. He was a horror show. Anyway, let's talk about the good stuff. Driving to the airport. Well, maybe that's not going to be so good.
Traveling. So, maybe that'll stink, too. Well,
yeah, I think so.
Once you get there, you'll have a great time.
Right. Have a good time. A lot of people have gone early, as I was saying to you, on and off the air.
Yeah, a lot of people do. You know, especially, like, I think today, the Friday disappearance will happen probably.
I wish Jerry here so we could post this. I would like to hear excuses that people use for today. We want to have a 4-day weekend. I'm sick. I don't feel good. Now, in your case, that's true, but yet you're here as a trooper. So who's coming up with these excuses? What kind of, my mother has broken her leg. She's fallen and she can't get up.
My dog ate my homework.
My dog. So what excuses do you have? Share them on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. And, of course, there's the ever-loving 855-999-DUGAROO. Now, that's your father who says that. 855, I can't get away with that on the phone. 855-999-3684. That translates to Doug. All right, so anyway,
my favorite is when someone makes something up, and then this time of year they go to a baseball game, and then they get caught on camera.
Caught.
Those are the best ones.
Right, yeah, exactly. 42.3 million Americans are expected to travel 50 or more miles from home over the next 5 days. So let's see, what do we have here? Today's the 26th, so I actually started yesterday, right? Or is today the 27th? No, today's the 26th.
26th.
Yeah, 26th. So are you going to travel in your car? How many people are going to take the bus?
In L.A. because it's become very dangerous in L.A.
Yeah, right, to ride. Everything in L.A., if you really get down to brass tacks, is dangerous.
Terrible.
Because the city is worse than terribly run.
Just this week, on the metro, on the bus, some lady came out and said that she was wildly punched by a woman, and she tried to escape, and then another guy came around and stole her phone.
Ah,
and then,
fab.
Right in a nice area, Woodland Hills in the San Fernando Valley, a bus driver was stabbed in critical condition, not sure if he made it, by someone who just came on. He started arguing with him, and next thing you know, stabbed with an object 4 or 5 times.
Unbelievable. All right, well, anyway, we've got 6% more people
happy
traveling. Happy trails to you until we meet again, if we do. Let's see here. 6% more on the road. 37 million people on the road this year. A couple of million more than last year. And the space on the highways, because, as we all know, in the good weather, it's time to slow the traffic down. It's time to fix the bridge. It's time to repave the highway. So, what is that? How much does that slow you down as you go? Then the airports, probably 3.5 million people will be on planes. 11% more than last year expected to fly.
Wow.
And the,
people have a lot of cabin fever this year, too. I don't know if it's just in my social circle, but everybody's talking about just getting out, change of scenery, get to a beach, get to something. It seems like everybody's really looking for that this year.
Well, the price of gas is a little bit lower than it was last year. But just think about how much time you spend in the car, commuting from wherever you are to where you want to go. And how much of your life will be spent in the car, how much of your life is taken away from you by being on these roads that are not well built and not well maintained. And this is the outrage that I get into every time I start talking about this, because if it weren't for the unions having a stranglehold on the government, everything's got to be a union job, these metro areas around every big city, the roads are atrocious. And that's because they aren't built well. They're not repaired well. They aren't built to last. So, if you're dumb enough to go on the roads afternoon today, expect to spend 3 times more than you are. Let's say you normally drive from Los Angeles to San Diego. All right? That's normally a little bit less than 2 hours, by the way I do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You will spend... Yeah, you'll spend 4 to 6 hours doing the same trip today.
Oh, 1,000%. Especially, it's Friday anyway, and the fact that it's Memorial Day, I didn't even think about it. I'm supposed to go into Hollywood to go to a play with my mom today for Mother's Day. And, boy, I was thinking, gosh, we're going to have to really get there early. Hollywood Bowl, Friday traffic, people trying to get around. It'll be interesting to see how it does.
We have the Cape here and the islands, and we also have the mountains and the lakes up north. The AAA says that if you're going to try to, and most people know about the bridge, there's a bridge that goes up into Maine as well.
That's the one over the troubled waters, right?
Yes, it is. Yep, right. And they're very troubled with your time here. 28 to 45% longer, depending on what time you leave. Give yourself an extra for a trip to the Cape. Normally, I can drive down to the Cape and cross the bridge in normal driving in an hour and 15, 20 minutes, maybe an hour and a half. Expect 4 hours or more to. Yep, exactly. All right. And, by the way, how about this? The stats, this is for the long weekend. The traffic to go to England and to the easy places to get to in Europe, for example, like Lisbon, Madrid, Rome, Frankfurt, Paris, up 250% since last year.
Wow.
The planes, that's where they're really roaring. And so, anyway, have a good time.
Well, people were locked down for a long time, so party time.
Right. Or as we say here in New England, patty time.
That's it.
All right. So, now let's talk you and I. Let's talk turkey. Or maybe we'll... So, if you've had turkey and didn't agree with you, perhaps you need some of the help that Jennifer and I will offer to you through the auspices of Balance 7. How about thinking about... how's your stomach right now? Think about how everything is working well. Everything's coming out fine. Everything is feeling good when you put it in your stomach. Well, if that's the case, you probably don't need Balance 7. So, for most of you... it's not that way, and you may not even know it. That's the thing, Jennifer. You may not even know that the balance is off in your gut.
Yeah,
and
well,
without a healthy gut, you're going to get nowhere.
Food, it's like bad choices, right? We are all making them. Sugar, alcohol, coffee, no sleep, stress, anything that can throw off your body's pH. When you're young, your immune system's all fired up, ready to go. Your body wants to be healthy, and the health starts in the stomach. And when your acid levels gets all out of whack, that's what Balance 7 does. It's this burst of alkalinity that helps your system just operate in the way that it's supposed to. And that allows your immune system to work. It allows you to feel less tired. It allows you to have more mental clarity. And, of course, it makes your stomach feel better, which is what I think I know. The very first thing is that sour stomach you have, it's gone immediately after you take Balance 7. And you can try it. Money back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose and see if it works for you.
All right. So get your immune system cranking. Get your body better. Your body can defend you from all of the things that might attack you if you're onto the Balance 7 program. So you call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and in 3 days' time, you'll feel the difference. 800-793-9039 to feel good again, or you can go to balance7.com. Make sure you mention my name, Doug.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey, Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome to May 26th, beginning of the Memorial Day weekend. We'll have some insights and some conversation with you for Monday, because we'll be here live on the air. James Collins at the controls in our studio in, as I almost said, Washington, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here. And a happy birthday, a special happy birthday to someone who is connected to James. I'll have that. I'm a day late, but not a dollar short. And then I want to share some of the responses from you. We've been asking this week, Jennifer, you'll probably enjoy some of this. When it comes to the current list of candidates, who are you more excited to run and why in terms of the presidency? So we'll get to some of those answers. And also a happy birthday wish after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right, so a lot of people don't like celebrating their birthday on a holiday weekend, especially at Christmas time. My daughter was born and my grandson within a couple of days of Christmas on either end. It's not quite so bad when you're born at this time during the month of May. So I feel like Jamie, who is James, and this is interesting. You'd think the kid would be called Jamie and the father would be called James, right? Other way around with the Collins family. It's Jamie Collins' 45th birthday. Now, you know how that makes me feel? I'm old enough to be James's grandfather.
I know, it's pretty funny.
Right? Think about that. James, toe the mark.
All right.
Anyway, I feel sometimes like I have good fatherly advice for you, and sometimes it's a little more strict than, I don't know. How was your father, as in terms of parenting? Would you say he was strict? Would you say he was not strict, normal? How would you describe your father's parenting when it came to you?
He ran a tight ship growing up, and you know what? It turned out great
for him.
You know, we had a lot of, we had a lot of fun, had a lot of ups and downs, but you know, we're here, and I love him, and happy birthday, Dad.
All right, Jamie Collins.
Happy birthday to Jamie.
Happy birthday to you. La, la, la. All right, so a couple of the answers.
It makes me sad to say I'm close enough to be old enough to be your mother. No, but you're such a good guy. I can imagine that your dad is awesome. So I hope he has good health.
He's great. He's awesome.
That's good. All right, so I asked about the candidates and a couple of beauties here. Lynn Greer says Kennedy should be interesting. I'm with her on that one. I think that's, depending on what else happens, I'll probably go in that direction. Here's Mel Watts, who says, this is hard to say whether I'm more excited about indicted despot or wannabe who can't wait to take control of what we can read, what words we can say, or what we do with our bodies. Man, isn't that, I mean, think of yesterday. I'm going to get off on a toot now because this so annoyed me. This is another one of, this is a beauty from Biden. They're studying whether or not to, I know already in California there's been a limit on natural gas stoves and heat and that sort of thing. But so now Biden wants to make, if you're going to use a natural gas stove, we have to have all kinds of new, I'm talking about new standards, got to get a new stove. Come on, will you? We should take a nap when it comes to these guys. Hey, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Stepping out with your cat? You bet. I remember years ago, one of my first books was How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And when I talked about the concept of getting a cat to walk on a leash in a harness or getting a cat to come when called, I'm telling you, the men with the white coats were sitting outside my door. I remember doing a segment on the David Letterman show. He thought I was absolutely crazy. I was training his two dogs at the time. And he said, you can't teach a cat to walk on a leash in a harness, can you? I said, sure you can. And after kind of going back and forth, I did a segment on the show where I brought my own cat, Maudy at the time, leash and harness on her, walked across the stage, had her come when I called her, and it kind of opened people's eyes a little bit to the concept that cats are really smart. In fact, sometimes I say cats are so smart they convince the public that they're stupid just so we leave them alone. Don't let your cat stagnate. If you want to see the great outdoors, do it in a safe, sensible way. Teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. It sounds so easy. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. This is just healthy weight loss. So it's a collagen protein, rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not only are you going to look better, but you feel good with this product too.
What's the way that people can get the biggest bang for their buck?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up. This is our 26th anniversary. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Wall Street is closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 35 points to 32,764. The S&P 500 gained 36 points to 12,689. The Nasdaq grew by 213 points to 12,689. Russia and Belarus signed a deal to allow Russian nuclear weapons on Belarusian territory.
The Russian Defense Ministry says it remains in charge of the nuclear weapons and any decisions about their use, leading Ukraine to allege Belarus had been taken hostage by Moscow. Belarusian opposition leader in exile, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, said the move violates Belarus's constitutional commitment to a nuclear-free status.
Expect a big travel surge for Memorial Day weekend as nearly 43 million Americans will be heading out for the holiday. To avoid the worst of it, experts say to avoid hitting the road Friday when it's the heaviest traveled. Dave Collins, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust.
American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Good day.
The call of the day is to me.
Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind.
Man, you ought to see her.
Wilson, helping to celebrate today, which is National Heat Awareness Day. Now,
it's
being
hot.
A farmer, I could take that a number of different ways. All right, Jennifer Horn is here, as the Duggar is. The Occupational Safe and Healthy Administration, yes, we need more government, has declared Jennifer today to be National Heat Awareness Day. I don't know when this first got started, but the reality here is that every year people suffer and die from heat-induced illnesses, which could have been prevented had the government been there with the right protective measures to save your life.
I bet.
Because without the government, there's
there to
nothing.
Swoop in. Yeah.
Right, exactly. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. So, there are a lot of me. I'll be outside all weekend on the farm, and it's going to be, let's see here, where we have temperatures at 84. It's expected for Sunday in the 70s, the rest of the weekend. I think it's warming up. It was really, when I was in L.A. this week, well, actually, it was pleasant if I was inland, but that marine layer was just like a palm, right? It just stuck.
Yeah, it was a shift in weather. It rained every morning, the last three mornings.
Yep.
It rained every time I left the house. It was crazy. Yep. It kept catching me by surprise each morning. You'd think I'd catch on.
Yeah. Slow to catch on. Young children are vulnerable. Going to the beach this weekend, the first beach weekend. It's warm in some parts of the country. But then there are those who, even if it isn't really warm, the older you are, the more vulnerable you are. If you got chronic medical conditions, if you're a pregnant woman, and those sorts of things. Heat waves, of course, the government and the climate controllers, they want us all to growl and grouse about how the temperatures are on the rise, and we've got to do something about it, like no more gas stoves in America. Yep, we got to get rid of those damn gas stoves. What are they? What's the? Because they always government in California always leads the way in ridiculous stuff.
Right, because so they just, don't want fossil fuels, but
no.
They well, still use fossil fuels to produce the energy that it would take for an electric stove. And there was actually some pushback, and this is something I think a lot of people haven't even thought about yet. But it is not as good to cook on a gas stove, or excuse me, as an electric stove, as it is a gas stove.
Because?
And so one of the big pushbacks, it's much more difficult. One of the pushbacks was from Jose Andres, who is a celebrity chef, who opened a restaurant up in San Francisco, and he was told he couldn't put in a gas stove, and he flipped out.
Really?
And started calling everybody that he knew, made a huge ruckus about this. And so finally he got a special okay from the government saying, okay, in this restaurant, because it's a celebrity restaurant, we'll allow him to have a gas stove. But everybody else suffers. And so how is that fair? Just because he's got the pull, I don't want an electric stove. I hate them. I mean, I don't hate them, but I don't want one. Don't like them.
I have an electric stove. I had gas where I was. The house that I built in the late 1970s had a gas stove, had gas everything. I put gas into this house when I moved in 2015 for heat. Converted the, because I think it is much better in many ways and certainly not as expensive as electricity. But yeah, as the mania continues to, especially if Biden's in, and I say that not loving this, as an observer, I wish it were different. I would like him to do well. I've always wished him well, as I wish Trump well, wish them all well.
I want the country to do well.
Exactly.
That's what I want. No matter who's sitting in the White House, the country should be our priority, and it never is.
Nope. It's always the ego of these people and whatever their causes are. So anyway, heat-related illnesses, things that, and you can get heat stroke, if you will. Extreme heat temperatures like that can be more deadly than in the winter, people getting frozen. You know, the cold affects us a lot. The warmth, so what are we looking for? Moderation. Where can we go? Let's go to Mars. I'll bet the weather is great on Mars, right? Well, maybe not. The term heat wave was born back in the 1600s, and it originated here in America. A heat wave killed 1,200 people in 1980. It was the worst summer on record for heat having a direct impact on the lives of all these people. In Chicago in 1995, the killer heat wave there killed 700 people.
Wow.
And if we fast forward to the latest, the most recent heat wave in Europe, there were 50,000 people who died. See, Europe, England, remember this back in 2003? England and France.
They don't know how to cool themselves very well over there.
No, they don't have air conditioning because it doesn't get that hot.
They don't really like ice. They don't really like air conditioning.
No. Well, anyway, we have it, and hopefully we can
use it. I couldn't live over there.
Yeah.
You put one ice cube in my iced tea. Come on.
There you go. So are you taking the risk today of moving to a new, actually this weekend my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandson are getting all packed up because they're moving this week to a new house over in Mar Vista. And I went by, it was the cutest little place. I would have grabbed it myself if I'd have known that it was available. Anyway, it's nice to have something to look forward to. So look forward to having a good weekend. Spend time with your family. Don't worry about crime and all of the other stuff. Speaking of crime, the Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been sentenced to 18 years in the slammer for the conspiracy of January 6th, Jennifer. I don't know much about this guy, frankly.
I've never heard of him either, to be honest, and I follow this stuff all the time.
Yeah, you do.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, if he did it and that's the punishment, okay, then I guess it's justice carried.
It's the longest punishment handed down to a defendant charged.
That's what I'm saying, is that 18 years seems a bit excessive because I live in a state of California where you can murder someone and you can be in and out of prison in about 4 months.
Yep.
And I just, I don't know how this really helps anybody because it just does not feel like our justice system is on an equal playing field for a multitude.
Well, it's not. It doesn't feel that way because it isn't.
Correct.
Yeah. There's too much leniency, especially in certain parts of the country. There's too much difference, frankly, across the whole country. And I want to compare this to the time before the Civil War, because it isn't that bad, but the tone, the anger that's displayed by people because there's such the feelings that have been amassed are so strident and so different on both sides of the coin. This guy, after he was sentenced, he said, quote, "I'm a political prisoner. Like Trump, my only crime is opposing those who are destroying our country." I don't think that flushes at all. I don't think that carries the day. I think that these people were way out of control. I don't know whether, again, they deserve 18 years. Some of the Justice Department wanted 25 years for this guy.
Yeah. And it's a lot.
Yep. All right, let's see here. From the crime and punishment log today, one of the two inmates who escaped from an Ohio prison has been caught. An inmate convicted of murdering two people, however, is still at large. These guys got out on Tuesday, and I guess in Lima, Ohio, I don't remember this from being in Ohio. I'm sort of a Buckeye, I went to school there. The Allen Oakwood Correctional Institution, don't know that much about it.
You never were hanging out there?
No, I never did, as a matter of fact.
Well, the rumors say that you were. That's weird.
Really? Isn't that sweet? Thank you. All right, anyway, so the police department said if you see either inmate, do not approach them. What?
Yeah.
This is Ohio. This sounds like a California thing, but yeah, exactly. Anyway,
here they would say, if you see the inmate, just make sure you let him in the house and cook him dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you give him a nice neck massage before you let him lay down.
Right, exactly. So one of these guys is a double murder. He's a member of the double murder team. The other guy was involved in some stuff the one guy murdered a man and a woman. Got sentenced to 32 years to life. I wouldn't have given him 32 years to life. I'd given him life and throw the key away. And I'm wondering how good or how secure this prison is. I never heard of it. And I've heard a lot of, living in Ohio for 4 years, you'd know your way around a little bit. So these people were discovered missing during a prisoner count. And so the Ohio State Patrol.
Two like one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Let's start in one,
right,
two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay. The personality award this week goes pretty much as usual to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was laughed out of Congress the other day because she asked the, it was kind of funny. Well, may we have some decorum in the House? She also spent, what do we know about her and her life, where she comes from? How does she come up with $100,000? Yeah, I know, but I mean,
I think this was a joke. And so I've been trying to figure this story out because there was a story floating around that in some sort of auction,
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene spent $100,000 on a used tube of chapstick that was used by Kevin McCarthy.
Correct. That is the story.
And yeah. I've heard that the chapstick wasn't really used and they were just joking around. I don't know where in the heck. And then somebody said, well, the money wasn't a joke. I don't know what exactly is going on here. But I would be hard-pressed to wonder how Marjorie Taylor Greene has got $100,000 to bid on chapstick. I think there's got to be some kind of joking element.
Unless somebody is feeding her that stuff. She said, quote, after she got it, my constituents will be honored because part of the winnings here is to host a special visit with Speaker McCarthy, who we all think is doing a great job, don't we?
Yeah, actually, I do. And I can't believe
actually, he's not bad.
A critic of his. Yeah.
I didn't have big expectations, but I think he's holding Biden's feet to the fire. There are all these people who are saying that, if we don't get this done by next week, everything will go into the can, and what do you do if with your money if we go into default? We're not going into default. It'll be fixed one way or another. Maybe not to all of our satisfactions, and maybe that's a good, in a manner of speaking, if none of us are satisfied, it's probably a good deal. If neither side likes the deal, it's probably
a good deal.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, I find myself, whenever I see her name, I go right to the story. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, because you've ridden a plane with her.
There's something about her that I find intriguing, frankly, and I've made that fairly clear. I just think there's something about her that is, we all know she's different, but
well, she's
what
blonde
is it?
With beefy arms, and you like that type.
Okay, well, there you go. There it is. That settles and solves the whole mystery right there. Jennifer and Doug, it's now 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 53 after the hour, it's food, farm, and family time here on Good Day, with a focus, first of all, on the recall of the day, which we have pretty much sadly every day. This is a notice from Garner Foods issuing a recall on mislabeled products. Let's see here, Texas Pete wing sauces and things that are related, sauces that come from them, Texas Pete extra mild wing sauce, and pretty much everything that's labeled Texas Pete, whether it's wings or it's no good. It's been contaminated, so bring it back to the store from whom or from where or from how, it's, you know what I'm saying. Texas Pete wing sauce is recalled everywhere. So if you've got it, bring it back to the store and get your money back and get travel time as well. The question from the Food Farm Family Department, you can find all of the updates, by the way, at foodfarmfamily.com, including what we have every day on the air for updated information. Also, the weekly edition of American Family Farmer. You can find there as well. Plus, you can find American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com along with podcasts to American Family Farmer Show or wherever you get your podcasts. One of the most unhealthy collective eating habits is not having enough fiber in your diet. If you have a high fiber diet, you'll have a lot of health benefits from it. Decreased risk of heart disease and early death among them. So if you intake, if you're able to boost your intake of fiber through a lot of whole foods, bananas, all kinds of fruits and veggies, whole grains, that sort of thing, it's not necessarily that you have to sacrifice a lot of low fiber foods like pasta, for example, cereal bars, that sort of thing. In general, people should be eating more legumes, and this is like lentils and chickpeas, that sort of thing, because you don't get enough fiber in your diet. That's one of the reasons Balance 7 is as important as it is, because we haven't got enough fiber and our systems are not working as well as they ought to. When you eat a potato, you get a big rise in blood sugar. And we all like potatoes, French fries and baked potatoes and fried potatoes, that kind of stuff. But legumes have much more of a an insulin benefit, shall we say. So anyway, the bottom line here is whether or not if you're they're making pasta out of a lot of new things, including lentils. I eat gluten-free pastas because I love pasta, but I can't have flour. But this is very interesting. There are pastas being made out of lots of different things, chickpeas included. So that's something you can ask for, and the progressive restaurants will have it, it would seem to me. Here's some interesting news from the farm about butterfly populations. It seems that those people who are worried, a lot of the so-called conservationists are all up in arms about butterfly population like they were bee population, but the number, the real fact is butterflies are much more prolific now. The population has grown by 200% since the pandemic. I thought that was interesting. A study took a look at butterfly trends and those butterfly trends in the city versus the country. There are 22 species of butterflies that were surveyed here. So the ornithologists who looked at 8,000 different circumstances with folks watching in the gardens. I mean, there were just people who signed up to take these the trip that the ornithologists wanted to take to see how the butterflies are doing. And so grasslands, there are lots of I love seeing butterflies. I think there's a spiritual sign to butterflies, frankly. So the good news here is that there are more of them than ever. Is that the case with bees? Well, they're trying to get the bee population up. There's a new bee therapy, vibrations from bees being used. The scent of honey apparently is believed to be very healing. Have you ever put that bee stuff on? There's a bee pollen sort of thing that you can get in a cream for your face that's supposed to be very good. The good news here is that we have more butterflies and we have more bees. 6 beehives housing 60,000 honeybees are now the norm wherever there is an individual hive. I know people, a friend of mine is trying to put some beehives on her property. She has a green thumb, so that should be fine with them. Put the beehive next to the chicken coop. a lot of domesticated chickens in the play as well. So at any rate, good news on butterflies and bees here on Good Day. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour. Don't forget foodfarmandfamily.com where you get lots of helpful info on cooking and food.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.